The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Time to take back control of your life and start making choices based on what your true self and intuition are telling you. Welcome to Shining Bright with your host, Regina Cisco. If you are one of the many people that deserve a better life and more fulfillment than what they are living now, the next hour will be enlightening, inspirational, and above all, will provide the direction you need. Now, here is your host, Regina Cisco.
Hello, I'm your host, Regina Cisco, and welcome to my show, Shining Bright, A Journey from Self-Doubt to Self-Worth. And today I would like to share a message from Mother Mary, and this comes from omna.org. It's omna.org. And I have been working with this, and it's really a very pleasant and wonderful meditation, which is why I wanted to share it with you. So let me begin. It is my belief that your intentions at this moment of ascension could be focused upon love and magic or magical experiences. When I speak of magic, I am speaking of a reality and perspective free from boundaries. With the flow of the Creator's energy as it bubbles as love from your being, you can experience the manifestation of anything you wish to. The energy of love and excitement about your present and future is of importance at this time as you begin to place intentions into your reality, which are completely free from fear and becoming creative manifestations. Now, I'm going to add in here that we all know it takes practice to be free from fear. At this moment, the Mother Goddess Creator is weaving intentions of love and bliss for humanity, of perfection and truth. Anyone who wishes to connect with the Mother Goddess Creator energy can do so with a simple request asking for these creative intentions to flow into your being and reality. The Mother Goddess Creator is the highest feminine vibration of the Creator. The intentions created by such a divine force of light have the potential to be truly magical when experienced energetically, but especially physically. This simply requires you to allow the energies to flow through your being into the earth and your earth star chakra beneath your feet. The Mother Goddess Creator energies are so sacred that the masters and archangels are pausing simply to receive. So I encourage you also to pause openly and consciously receiving the sacred intention of the Mother Goddess created for all. Let this energy fill your entire being. You may find it beneficial to achieve this after practicing my affirmation, which is, I am the love and magic of Mother Mary. And I'll repeat that. I am the love and magic of Mother Mary. And as I mentioned earlier, this is a wonderful affirmation to work with during your meditation. I found it simply delightful and even magical. And I also wanted to tell you today that I have a new service that's starting, and it's going to be conscious matchmaking. So you know I work with women who are healing from divorce or relationship breakup, and everyone wants to be in that wonderful, loving and fulfilling relationship. I am now creating the processes to be a conscious matchmaker, and I have my description up on my webpage, which is www.conscious www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com, and it's under matchmaking. So this is just going to be tons of fun. Talk about magical and delightful. I just can't wait. So I urge you to check it out. And I also want to tell you more about my relationship wellness program called Feeling Better Than Ever. As I mentioned, it's my coaching, healing, and renewal program for women who are rebuilding after divorce or relationship breakup. And you may be experiencing feelings of heartache, low self-worth, or rejection, or know someone who is. I know. My former marriage crumbled and we divorced. Are you wondering how you are going to live without your partner to heal yourself and move on with your life? How would you like to feel lovable and empowered again? What would it be like to treat yourself respectfully and appreciate who you are again? I offer a unique service of life coaching and alternative healing called Theta Healing, which is a form of spiritual energy healing. I will help you to transform your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are holding you back and creating the pain in your life. Through this program process, you'll be free from the pain and suffering of rejection and resentment, self-blame and self-doubt, and feeling unlovable. The new feelings and perspectives that you will experience include self-acceptance and self-love, a clear knowing of who you are now and who you want to be. You will feel confident and have a renewed clarity and zest for life. With my gentle and powerful coaching and healing process, you will feel immediate relief. Each step of the way, you will feel lighter and will begin to forgive and accept yourself. You will actually feel your heart heal. How wonderful is that? This will bring you to loving yourself and a whole new level of freedom in your life. You will feel empowered and know that you deserve to live joyfully and have the love of your life that you deserve. You will feel better than ever. Think about it. How much time have you spent in bad relationships or know someone who is? How much more time is this going to cost you? I can help you heal these old beliefs and patterns so that you can move into a true divine relationship and have the love of your life that you deserve. Act now. Email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute Feeling Better Than Ever consultation. Or you may know someone who could benefit. Tell them to email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute Feeling Better Than Ever consultation. Thanks. And now it's time to breathe. I'd like to take 3 deep breaths in and out. Feel free to join me if you like. I'm taking a deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. I'm taking another deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. And one more deep breath in and slowly breathing out through my mouth. My show today is called I'm Perfectly Imperfect, and my guest is Dr. Nikki Instone. And let me tell you about her. Dr. Nikki Instone is a clinical psychologist and an ordained minister. This combination allows her to blend psychological concepts and techniques with other perspectives that are more spiritual in nature. She has helped over thousands of clients. Over 70% of her clients have resolved their issues within an average of 7 sessions. She has helped corporate executives, stay-at-home moms, medical doctors, and other professionals. Dr. Instone's purpose is to spread love to as many people as possible, helping them to know and accept and love themselves and others. In the process, she helps others shed what holds them back to move forward into their own incredible life. Her hope is to impact enough lives to help promote a larger sense of peace and love. She has an ability to see the pure essence of people and can help you see and know that in yourself and others. For more information, you can go to her website at www.drinstone.com, and that's drinstone.com. Welcome, Dr. Instone.
Hello. Thank you, Regina.
You're welcome. So I'd love for you to share a bit about your background and maybe tell us some of the challenges that you faced in childhood.
Sure. My back background for being a psychologist has been there since I was about 12, which is a little bit unusual. So I've been on this path for quite a while, and I seem to kind of naturally have something about me that people like to tell me their stories, and so I'm honored that they trust me with that, and so then to be able to help them through that. And I've, of course, just like anybody else on earth, have had my own struggles that I've had to work through, and then I bring that to help others work through theirs. And when I look back, when I was really young, I was painfully shy. I remember, like, standing next to my mom, holding her hand and having an adult speak to me, and I would just kind of slink behind her. My eyes would get really big and not a word would come out of me. I would just hide. And I was so, just so much fear that I didn't know what to say, or I was going to say something stupid, or they were going to have some type of negative reaction to me based on how I responded to their questions. So I just didn't respond at all. And then, of course, there are the issues where other kids make fun of you. When I was about 2 months old, I think it was, I had a fever of about 104 degrees, and it actually stained my adult teeth. So when I was in elementary school, my teeth had these brown and yellow spots on them that actually looked like I'd smoked a whole lot of cigarettes. So you get picked on. And then probably the biggest one was in about fifth or sixth grade. I'm walking down the hallway, and the boy, I could tell you his name, but I'm going to protect him, so I'm not going to say his name. Walking behind me, he says to me, and he just has disgust dripping from his voice. He goes, "Oh, gross, Nikki, you have a droopy butt." Now, I'm really proud of myself for my initial reaction was I looked at him, and I said, "No, I don't. It's just these pants." So that was a good move. Well, then he said it again, only he's like, "No, it's not your pants. He said, you have a droopy butt." And there was just so much contempt and grossness in his voice. I bought it. I believed him. So from that age, maybe like 10 or 11, all the way up until my 30s, I thought I had a droopy butt and that was disgusting. I don't even know what a droopy butt is, but I carried that with me, and I wore big shirts, and I pulled them down over me, and I had buns of steel tapes 1 through 6, and I was doing those all the time. And what happens is someone says that, and we believe it to be true, and it echoes in our head. And after a while, it was no longer his voice. It became mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I carried that around probably about 20-some years. And
we're also impressionable,
yes,
especially at that age. I mean, we can all, you know, be our own self-critic of, I'm too tall, too short, I'm too thin, I'm too whatever.
Yeah, and we hear this. People tell us. Very few people are going around saying, "Wow, you're really smart," or "You're so funny," or "Wow, I appreciate how kind you are." It's more of like, you know, "Your hair looks stupid." So, you know, unfortunately, there's a little bit of a bias in that. So we get this feedback. And as a child, we don't know. So he was like a mirror that he held up to show me something about me, only I didn't know that he was a cracked mirror. You know, or one of those circus funhouse ones that makes you look all distorted. And I just thought it was an accurate reflection of who I was or what I was.
Yes. So, Nikki, I'm going to interrupt here because it's time for us to go to break. But I love that concept that he was a cracked mirror. That is so wonderful. So it's time for us to take a break, and I'm speaking to Dr. Nikki Instone, psychologist, who is talking about our perfect imperfections and the author of To Live an Incredible Life. You can learn more about her services by going to www.drinstone.com. And we'll be back after the break.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
If you hear a dog barking or an angel singing, then you know that you're listening to Waking Up in America. Heard every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Time, Valerie Kirkhard and all of her friends will bring you powerful and humorous discussions that raise thoughts and give you insight on how to live your life to its fullest potential. Adventure is always a must on Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkhard, every Wednesday at 3 Pacific.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's 7th Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking with Dr. Nikki Instone, psychologist and author who is sharing how we can accept our imperfections, be it physical, mental, or emotional. We are all perfect by design. So, Nikki, before we went to break, you were sharing the concept of the cracked mirror and how that could affect our self-image. Tell us more about that.
Right. When we're young, we don't know who we are. That's part of the discovery process. And we really don't come to the conclusion until like late teens, early 20s, where we kind of go, okay, I think I have a handle on this. But the process of that is we have to look to other people. And so other people mirror back to us their reactions to us, and that's how we conclude who we are. The problem with that is not everybody has a nice, clean mirror. Some of them are cracked, some of them are, you know, have those waves in them that distort the image, and some of them have that black stuff on it, and I don't even know what it is that gets on mirrors. And so you don't always get a clear reflection back on who you really are. So if I tell a funny joke to a stick in the mud and they don't laugh, I don't know how to understand that other than, well, maybe I'm not actually funny. So we end up collecting all of this data from these different mirrors that we assume are all accurate, and they're not necessarily. So what happens is we end up drawing the wrong conclusions about ourselves. And so, like with the kid that told me he had a droopy butt, I just took it as truth, even though he was not an accurate reflection of me. And so it was much later that I was able to look at that and go, oh, I see it now. He's no expert. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He was feeling like a jerk that day, or he was just trying to be mean, or he was misinterpreting something. And so then I was able to throw all that away. But when we're growing up, we don't know that. And sometimes we throw away good data, like, oh, mom said I was funny, but she has to say that. And so we end up kind of with this weird data set and maybe some faulty analyses and come up with the wrong conclusions. And so it's later then that sometimes we have to look back on that and kind of reanalyze, maybe collect some new data to really know, okay, this is who I am.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So you mentioned that you chose psychology, very early on.
Right.
So what prompted you to choose psychology so early?
Well, what happened for me was in about, I think it was my sixth grade teacher, and I don't know where this came from for her, why she chose to do this, but she handed me a book one day and she said, you need to read this. And I was like, why? And she said, you just need to read this. And the book was called Dibs, In Search of Self. And it was written by a child psychologist, and it was a case study of her working with this boy. And the boy was electively mute. He had had some type of trauma in his childhood, and so he had pretty much shut down and wasn't speaking to anybody. So he was having a lot of problems in school with other kids and at home and everything, and so his parents took him in for therapy. And throughout this book, she, you know, it's kind of like the dialogue that she had with this boy and how he came through it. And I was just like, oh, that is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I want to do that. I want to take someone who's really struggling and help them. And she did it. I mean, it was beautiful. There's so much love there, and there's so much support there, and she really helped him break through that. So I was sold at that moment. I said, I need to be a psychologist, and that's what I want to go into. And I get so much joy when a client gets better. And I take very little credit because I just kind of poke and prod, and they do all the work, and it's just such a wonderful journey, and I'm just so honored when people come in and trust me with that. So since age 12, I was on my path, and here I am.
Yeah, that's a really wonderful story.
Yeah, and if I ever see her again, I'll have to ask her what she already knew about me that I didn't know when she handed me the book.
Well, she certainly saw something different than the boy saw.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank God.
Yes, yes. It's really wonderful when we have those hidden teachers and or hidden angels, I like to call them, that come across our life and really help us in a profound way.
Right, right. Yeah, and that was a huge moment for me. And I think it's rare for someone at age 12 to be locked into their career. So it's really been a blessing that she did that for me.
Absolutely. So as you've mentioned that you want to spread love and helping people love themselves and others, tell me more about this.
Well, when I do a lot of reading, and I love to take information from other disciplines and concepts and philosophies and pull them all together, because basically we're all talking about the same thing. And I love the Yoga Sutras because they talk about there's really only two emotions. When we dig down and get to the core, there's love and there's fear. And so they kind of think of them as opposites. And fear is where we end up with anger and criticism and aggression and hate and all of that stuff that feels horrible. And then on the other side is love, which is what we all crave. I mean, I can't imagine even being so dishonest with myself to say that I don't want to be loved and that I don't want to be in that where I love somebody else. And the love is just, that's where it's healing. So I really want to help people love themselves, because that's so important. I get so many clients that they come in here and they sit on my couch and then they tell me how much they hate themselves, and it breaks my heart. So that's where I get to be the mirror for them. But that loving energy is the answer, I think, to everything. So to love yourself, to love others. I work a lot with the word grace, where especially when you're interacting with other people and they say something that you misinterpret or that came out wrong or that was possibly mean, to give them some grace in that. And to me, grace is wrapped up in love, so it's kind of like, okay, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but that's not really how you meant it, or you're having a bad day, or there's something else going on here. And then we can kind of work through it instead of now both of us being in that yucky place where now I'm mad at you or I'm hurt by that. And so I think there's just so much room for growth and expansion in love that you can't do in fear. Fear is so restrictive and kind of makes us close in on ourselves.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So what steps can someone take to stop beating themselves up?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for them to understand kind of like why they're doing it. Not necessarily to dig into the past and go, oh, it was because of these 10 different things that happened to me, so much as like there's a pattern there where they're trying to do something positive for themselves, but it got distorted, and so they're not really doing something positive for themselves. So to just look at that and go, okay, this really isn't helping me any. If I'm trying to motivate myself to do better, me telling myself that I'm stupid isn't really motivating me. So I just have to acknowledge that process. And then I need to look at, okay, what does motivate me? If my goal here is to motivate me to do better, beating myself up doesn't work. What does work? I can guarantee you it's something far more loving and kind. So we need to make that distinction. Sometimes taking a broader perspective can help. So if I'm trying to decide, am I pretty or not, and so I compare myself to a supermodel, I'm going to decide that I'm not pretty and then beat myself up over that. And so if I pull back and say, I need to compare myself to all women everywhere, the full spectrum, then I can get a more accurate view of where I actually am in that regard. So I really work with people to, let's pull back, let's look across the board here, and let's get a more accurate assessment. Again, it's that reanalyze the conclusions that we made before. Sometimes knowing where they came from helps, because then you can go, oh, that person didn't know what they were talking about, or that person's a known bully, so I'm not going to believe what he or she said. And then we can work on throwing those away. And then really just make a commitment. I'm going to be nice to myself the same way I am to my best friend. Because I can guarantee you, I hear this all the time, what if someone said that to your friend? Oh, I'd be mad. I would never tolerate that. But yet we let it happen to ourselves. So we really need to step out of that and just say, you know what, I deserve this too. I deserve to be talked to just as kindly as I would want my friend to be talked to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So you have an I'm Perfect challenge on YouTube.
Yes.
And, you know, we aren't perfect. We're humans. We
right.
all have flaws. So what do you mean when you say I'm perfect?
Well, whenever I say I'm perfect, I always in my mind have quotations around the word perfect. So I try to use that very loosely because I'm not perfect, because I do have flaws, because you're right. We all are human. We all have flaws. That's our nature. So I look at that as, am I perfect for what I'm here to accomplish? So look at my body. I have these skinny arms. I am not here to do shot put or discus or to play football or anything like that. So, okay, someone might see that as a weakness, that I've got these skinny arms. But I said, well, it doesn't matter because that's not what I'm here for. So skinny arms are perfect for me. Am I here to paint beautiful pictures? I'm probably not, but somebody else is, and whoever is has that talent that I don't have. So I'm here to help people. I've got good communication skills, and I can see things from a little bit different point of view, and I can be really nice when I say, ooh, are you sure that's working for you? Those are the talents that I have because that's what I'm here to do. So in that regard, I am perfect. I'm perfect for exactly what I came here to. That's true across the board. You know, I see teenage girls that come in here with these huge quads. They've got all these muscles in their legs, and then they sit there and tell me that they're fat. I go, that's all muscle, and they're so athletic. I'm like, that's perfect for you. That's exactly what you need to have. So I use the word perfect in that regard, and that I do have flaws, but the flaws that I have don't matter because they're in areas that's not what I'm here to accomplish.
Okay. Good. Oh, wonderful. I like that. So it's actually a perfect time for us to take a break. I'm speaking to Dr. Nikki Instone, psychologist, who is talking about our perfect imperfections and the author of To Live an Incredible Life. You can learn more about her services by going to www.drinstone.com. We'll be back after the break.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? How do I get there? If you're searching for the answers to these and other spiritual questions, you can look within. And you can tune into The Open Door. Our program will expand your awareness of the teachings of the Ascended Masters, offer you practical tools that promote self-mastery and personal freedom, and provide an unerring pathway for graduating from Earth Schoolroom. The Open Door, with host Tom Schumacher and Terry Kennedy, is broadcast live every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply. Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I'm speaking to Dr. Nikki Instone, psychologist and author who is sharing how we can accept our imperfections, be it physical, mental, or emotional. We are all perfect by design. So Dr. Instone, then tell us, what's the difference between being perfect and being a perfectionist?
Okay, that's a great question. A perfectionist, because a lot of people struggle with this, everything has to be perfect and literally perfect. So there's no room for the flaw. And what happens is if things are going well, they're fine. They feel like, okay, this is perfect, this is great, I got all A's on my tests and whatever. But then there's one little flaw or mistake or problem, and they swing way to the other side. And so instead of saying, oh, life is good, but I have this one little issue going on, they go from life is perfect to life sucks. And this is horrible, and this is the worst thing ever, and I'm a loser, and I'm worthless, and they go way over there over the tiniest flaw. So what happens is they can't tolerate those little flaws and live in that gray area where there are flaws and there are imperfections. They need everything to be perfect, and then that one little tiny thing swings them. And it is such a roller coaster to live on. It's so painful when people get on that. When it's good, but when it's bad, and they feel like a failure. So on the other hand, being perfect is being okay with those flaws and actually embracing them. So you can celebrate the strengths and see the whole package. You know, I have these strengths and I have these flaws, and that's good. So there's that comfort with having those flaws where perfectionists, they're not allowed. It's like they can't tolerate that. So the perfectionist is on this roller coaster of ups and downs where someone who knows that they're perfect, it's pretty smooth. And it's all good, and even when things don't go well, they can roll with it. So it's a whole different realm to be functioning in, so much smoother and so much nicer.
Absolutely. Yeah, much freer.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's okay to have a flaw, and it's okay to mess up, and I can laugh at myself if I mess up, where a perfectionist, if they mess up, it's just devastating.
Yes. Speaking from a former perfectionist, almost recovered.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
It's tough. I know that one pretty well.
Yeah, you've got to get into a new comfort zone. And it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doable,
definitely.
Though. It's doable.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I have made much progress over the years, and I can say my life is less stressful as a result.
Good.
So I would like you to tell us a little bit about your I'm Perfect Challenge on YouTube.
All right. If you go to YouTube and just search for Dr. Nikki Instone, you'll find my channel. And watch my I'm Perfect Challenge. And in that video, I say, here are my flaws, here are my weaknesses, I'm perfect. So I make that declaration. And what I'm inviting people to do is to make their own. And they can make their own and post it themselves, or they can even email it to me, and I'd be happy to put it up on my channel for them. But what happens is, first when you create your video and you declare your perfection, you call your flaws out of the shadows. And you celebrate them instead of trying to hide them. And that's really not how we usually operate. So it feels kind of weird, but good. And then at the same time, you can say, hey, and I'm going to celebrate where I am strong. You know what? It's okay that these are my weaknesses and these are my strengths. And so there's like a celebration of the whole package. And it's really kind of like, okay, what's more important to me, having a loving heart or having big boobs? You know, let me really think about this. Is it more important that I'm patient or that my hair always looks perfect? So it really helps you look at that and go, let me make my own assessment here. These flaws are fine, and these strengths are something to be proud of. So just the act of making the video can be really healing. And then let's make it public. You know, let's put it online and let anyone and everyone in the world see it. I don't have to hide anymore. That is so freeing to say, here's what I am. Here's where I mess up. I'm okay with it. So now no one can hurt me. No one can say, hey, you know, you're not very good at this. I'll go, I know. It's now just a fact to me. It's no longer something to be embarrassed about or ashamed of or try to hide or pretend isn't there. I know it's there. Mm-hmm. You know it's there. It's all good.
Right. Yeah, kind of putting it in that neutral zone.
Yeah, yeah. And to me, it's a fact. It's a fact that I am smart. It's a fact that I can make people laugh. It's a fact that I'm not a very good painter. It's a fact that mafia movies confuse me. I don't get it. That's okay. And so when I make it a fact, it takes away all that emotional charge from it. Mm-hmm. And no one can hurt me with it. No one can say to me, hey, you've got small boobs. I'll go, I know. I already told you
right.
that. As opposed to, oh, now I need to hide or maybe go get surgery or do something drastic over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. So what's the secret to accepting our weaknesses?
Well, first of all, I think we have to realize that people don't notice so much as we think they do. And if they do notice, they may not care like we think they do. I think we spend so much time in our heads trying to figure out what other people think about us, and we get caught up in whatever fantasy we have about what they're thinking. And I wish I had numbers. I wish I could say, you know what, 9 times out of 10, you're wrong, but I don't have that data, but that's my guess. My guess is 9 times out of 10, if you think someone is thinking something negatively of you, they're not. I don't think that people are naturally mean and spiteful. I think they're all wrapped up in their own stuff anyway, that they're probably not thinking about me as much as I think they're thinking about me. And so when I can do that, it kind of like, oh, that loosens up a lot of the pressure here. That I don't have to spend so much time trying to hide these weaknesses because people aren't really noticing the way that I think they are. And then the second piece is to just, like we've talked about, is like I have to accept the fact that flaws are normal. They're part of the human condition. There's nothing to be ashamed of or hide that, and it doesn't mean anything about who I am. I can have a whole long list of flaws and still be a great person. I can have all these things that I struggle with but still be wonderful. And that's what I want people to really understand, is that these weaknesses really don't mean anything about who I am. And so I think between those two things, you can really just embrace those weaknesses. You go, okay, this is the package. This is how I am. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay then.
Yeah, so moving into that self-acceptance piece.
Right, right. Yeah, but we have to be able to be objective enough about it to say, okay, we all have them. It's just part of the package. Therefore, there's no emotional value judgment attached to any of those anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that makes perfect sense. And so how can we focus on our strengths in our day-to-day life?
Well, I think the secret, there's a couple secrets here. The first one is you have to really know who you are so that no one can tell you otherwise. Like I've been talking about, it's like if someone points out a flaw, I can shrug and go, yeah, I already knew that. So it takes that out of it so that I'm like, well, I know who I am and I know what I'm good at. And so that I hold on to that. If someone calls me, oh, I was driving the other day through a parking lot and I cut through the thing and almost hit somebody. I didn't hit her, but I almost hit her. So she yells out her window and she calls me a dumbass. When I was younger, I would have been upset all day. I would have been upset all day that someone called me a dumbass. But now I go, well, but I'm not. I'm smart, okay, maybe I wasn't being super careful in my driving today, no harm, no foul, and I can let go of it. And so having that focus on my strengths and really knowing what I bring to the table, I just hang out there. And so in the face of criticisms or comments or insults, I just hang out there. And my favorite analogy is if someone says to me, hey, look, the sky is pink with purple polka dots, I go, okay, and I move on. And I want to do that the same when they say, hey, look, you just tripped on stage in front of 5,000 people or whatever. I just want to go, okay, and move on because it becomes ridiculous to me. You know, if someone calls me a name, that's ridiculous to me. Someone insults me, that's ridiculous to me. The same way as someone said something that's obviously not true. And so there's so much that we can pull through when we're focusing on our strengths. And the other piece of that is if I know I'm not good at the details, I'm going to have somebody else do the details. I'm an idea person. Let me come up with the ideas, and then I'll pass it off to someone else, where I think a lot of times at work or at home or whatever, we feel like we have to do all the parts and pieces, and then we end up struggling with the parts we're not good at, and then we end up focusing on our weaknesses. I'm saying, hey, let somebody else do that. It's totally okay. And then that can help me just stay in my strengths.
Mm-hmm. So as we both know, it takes a while to get to that place,
right,
of focusing on the strengths and not on the negatives.
Mm-hmm.
So what tips would you have to share with my audience?
I say just keep plugging away at it. One of the worst things you can do when you're trying to make an internal change is to be mad at yourself when you didn't quite do it. So, and I see that. They're like, oh, damn, I'm like, no. It's okay. You just kind of go, oops, there was that old voice again. There was that old thought again. Oops, I just called myself a name again. I'm trying not to do that. And so just be very kind and gentle with yourself. And it's a process. I'm 43 years old. I plan on living to be at least 100. That's what I told my boys. So I've got a lot of years left. I'm going to be working on myself that whole time, just always tweaking and fine-tuning, and I'm so kind to myself and throughout the whole process. If I ever reach my goal, it doesn't really matter. The point to me is the process. You know, I was kind to myself. I was always working on myself. I was always trying to do better. I snapped at my son last night. Oh, shoot, I'm trying not to do that. Okay. And kind of just regather. So I think that's where people trip up the most, is they get frustrated with themselves. I'm like, this is the process. Two steps forward, one step back is normal. I think that's going to be the key to be able to do this long, to do the long haul, because it is a lot of work and takes a lot of effort. But man, if I really want to feel better and I make that commitment to myself, that's the best approach to take.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
A big part of the work has to do with our internal dialogue, as we're talking about. So you have a book called To Live an Incredible Life that addresses how to adjust our thinking by using our feelings. Can you tell me briefly about that process?
Sure. What I've discovered in my work with people is that we have this built-in feedback system, and I didn't know it for a long time, so I wasn't using it, and I find that a lot of people aren't aware of it. And so we have this relationship between what we think and what we feel. And our feelings are our signals to ourselves, whether our thinking is on target or off target. So if I'm thinking something negative, I'm going to feel bad. And that feel bad is telling me, stop. And if I ignore that feedback system and I keep thinking the negatively, I've seen it spin out of control, and people have panic attacks or they dip down into depression, and all, you know, it can get really bad quickly. So I'm trying to teach people how to use that feedback system to make those adjustments. And it can be really powerful if, when you understand that, I'm like, oh, this is good, keep going. Oh, this is not good. Let me reassess this here and get myself on a different track.
Okay. Good. I love that. And it's actually time for us to take a break. I'm speaking to Dr. Nikki Instone, psychologist, who is talking about our perfect imperfections and the author of To Live an Incredible Life. You can learn more about her services by going to www.drinstone.com. We'll be back after the break.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network. What are the benefits to combining modern science with ancient healing practices? For the answers, you'll want to tune into Frame of Mind with your host, Terry Sue. Each week, our program focuses on ways to live more holistically. By developing new ways of looking at our world, we can find ways to foster harmony and peace for the good of mankind and our planet. If we learn to live and think healthier, we begin to explore and focus on our strengths. Tune into Frame of Mind, Saturdays at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on Seventh Wave Network.
Regina Sisko is accepting applications for new clients. Her unique combination of spiritual life coaching and theta healing creates amazing results. Through the Creator's energy, she is able to clear doubts, beliefs, old ruts, and patterns that are holding you back from living the life that you deserve. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com to read testimonials from her clients who share their heartfelt results. Here are a few now. Regina has a unique combination of providing practical tools to help you in your daily life and soulful insights to help guide you on your path. She is the best of the best, Ellen from Denver. Every time I come to see Regina, I feel down and negative. Every time I leave my session with her, I feel lighter, clearer, and positive. I'm ready to conquer the world. Jeanette from Denver. Regina creates a safe, open, and nurturing space, allowing for deep sharing and healing to occur. Act now to move forward on your journey to your true self with Regina. Spaces fill quickly. Go to www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com/contactregina to apply.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Is Shining Bright with Regina Sisko. If you have a question or a comment for Regina, please call into our program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. We'd love to hear from you. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Shining Bright on Voice America's Seventh Wave Channel. I'm your host, Regina Sisko, and I am speaking to Dr. Nikki Instone. Excuse me, not psychologist and author. Excuse me, who is sharing how we can accept our imperfections, be it physical, mental, or emotional. We are all perfect by design. So before we went to break, you were talking about the value of using our feelings. Mm-hmm. How does this affect our relationships once we love ourselves and we know our own imperfections?
Well, there's a couple things that happen. One, we just have the confidence that we're awesome, and that feels good. And I've seen so many people who don't know that they're awesome, who end up in crappy relationships, and they stay. And part of the reason they stay is because they don't know that they could have better or deserve better, that they are worth more, and so they end up caught in this place. And sometimes they stay for way too long, and maybe something really bad has to happen for them to get spit out of that system. But if they feel unlovable or are afraid of being alone because they don't feel confident, those can all be reasons to stay. So once you know, hey, you know what? I'm a good catch. That puts you in a position where you're going to demand for someone to treat you well. And not in a mean way, but just to be like, you know what? That's not acceptable for you to talk to me like that. Where before you might have just taken it, and then it just feeds into that feeling bad anyway. And that's a vicious cycle. So you pull out of that cycle. I was actually talking to a client earlier today, and I've worked with her for a couple years now. And when she first came to see me, and she's beautiful. She's about in her 50s, and she's gorgeous, and she's smart, and she's successful, and she's got a great heart. She has all these things going for her, but she didn't know it. And so what would happen is she would get into this relationship where it was not healthy for her, and it was just not a good relationship, and he wasn't good to her, but yet she'd stay. And then when they'd break up, she would fall to pieces. I mean, just crumble. But now she's in a place where she knows who she is. And she just recently went through a breakup, and I am so proud of her because she is calm and collected and really working through this and from such a different space than she's ever been before. And so that's what you can get once you know that you're perfect. It smooths all this stuff out. It's just fascinating to watch her, and it's just so great to see her be like, I'm okay. I'm okay alone. I'm okay without him. I'll find somebody else. And she's got that confidence back.
Yeah, that newfound confidence is really a full sense of renewal and inner connection, wouldn't you
right.
say?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm now being myself. When I know that I'm a wonderful person, I act more wonderful. If instead I think that I'm not, maybe I think that people don't like me, I'm going to act differently. And that's not really being me, and that's not being true to who I am. So, yes, you're absolutely right. We totally make that connection. And we can be more authentic. We can have more integrity. We can have more compassion. And I think that our true loving self really comes through in those moments when we're connected like that.
This newfound confidence and ability to love ourselves opens us up to learn new skills to make our life better.
Right.
I understand that you have a program to help people learn those skills. tell us about that.
Yes, I have a program called Taking Off the Supermom Cape. It's designed for moms, but the skills are applicable anywhere. But basically, it's an online program where you get access to videos where I teach these skills. I teach them how to put up boundaries, how to enforce boundaries, how to say no and still be nice so that you're creating that space for yourself that you know that you now deserve. And also I work on how to manage, because life gets hectic, how to, you know, manage your emotions when you're running the kids to soccer all night, all of those really just those skills that we all need to have. And then I also touch on that connection and feeling that you're on purpose, because I find that a lot of people these days have lost that, which makes them feel so, like, just depleted and depressed, and I think that's key. And the beauty of what I'm so proud of with the Taking Off the Supermom Cape is I show you how to do this, how to take care of your own needs and manage everything else and not feel guilty about it. So I think that's where a lot of women trip up. Is
definitely
had a client who she loved to swim and wanted to be on an adult swim team, but felt too guilty to leave her kids alone with her father for 1 hour a week. So she didn't do it. So we got her there. We got her to a place where she could go, and she's loving it. But that guilt really
stopped.
So that's one of the main things in that is here are all these skills, and, man, you can do it without feeling guilty.
Yes. Yeah, and that's a big one. That's a big one for
huge.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a question about your book, To Live an Incredible Life. So one of the sections is called I Believe, Therefore I Am.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. What I see in myself and in my clients is when we draw a conclusion about us or life, then we live that. So it's kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, if I think that people don't like me and I walk into a room and everybody goes silent, I'm going to interpret that as people don't like me. And so what I'm going to experience everywhere I go is people not liking me. So we have to really be careful about what we believe we are, which is why I'm really, really pushing. I'm like, come on, let's see that you're wonderful. I want you to see that you are perfect. Because when you don't, you interpret things that way. And so then you end up experiencing it, and then you just keep drawing that conclusion. Well, see, nobody likes me. Everybody got quiet when I walked in the room. They could have gotten quiet when you walked in the room for 500 different reasons. So I think it's so important for us to really look deep and go, what are those beliefs that I have about myself and about how life works? I have a client, I just saw her yesterday, and she came in here and she said, why is my life always so hard? And I'm like, right there, that's why. Because she's setting it up for herself to always be hard. And so then subconsciously what happens is you kind of trip yourself up, you know? So I think that section really focused in on you've got to understand what you believe. You can change those. You know, change the belief from nobody likes me to some people like me, even that's better. And then you're going to start to have a different experience with your life.
Absolutely. And another concept that you mentioned earlier that's also in your book is the concept of grace. And this is actually one of my favorite concepts that I like to work with all the time, but maybe you can share a little bit about that with the audience.
What I see people do is they take things personally, and they often interpret the other person's intention as negative. And so then they're going to have a bad reaction to it, whether they're mad or they're hurt or the relationship goes down the tubes or end up in a big fight. And so I'm like, oh, if we just sprinkle a little grace in there, it fixes all of that. It fixes that. It's like, okay, I'm going to assume that that's not what you meant. So I love the energy of grace. I also assume, I'm an optimist, if you can't tell, so if someone does or says something that's negative, I kind of assume that that's not how they meant it to come out. Because I don't believe that people are really mean and nasty and out to hurt me. I believe that they all have good hearts. And when I look into them, I see that soul shining through there, and that's beautiful. Sometimes I've got some junk that gets in the way, but when I look inside, that's what I see, and that's what I want to touch on. And so that's where I try to focus with people with that grace. So I'm like, I'm going to go past that surface thing that you just did or said and go down to the core of who you are, and that's beautiful. So I really love that grace of, like, let's just go a little bit deeper. I'm going to ignore that negative comment, and I'm going to go a little bit deeper and meet with you at that space. So much deeper. Oh, man. I haven't had a conflict and I don't know when. I don't have bad days anymore. It's just, it's gone. And I attribute that to grace.
That's a really, really beautiful concept. I love the way that you shared that. And it's actually time for me to wrap up the show. It always buzzes by so fast. Thanks so much, Nikki, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And you can learn more about Dr. Nikki Instone's services by going to www.drinstone.com. On my show next week is Edith Nam, and the title of the show is How to Have a Positive Mindset. Author Edith Nam will be sharing tips from her book, Change to a Positive Mindset. She will introduce you to several winning ways to positively energize your brain and body. Edith will share how to learn the right way to train the brain to drain the pain caused by emotional stress. She will describe how to practice PEP, which is Positive Energy Power Aerobics, safe, simple self-help strategies that positively energize your brain and body and empower you to be healthy and happy from sunrise to sunset. Edith will discuss the ideal ways to boost the immune system that you likely have not heard about before. And she does this using the technique of handwriting analysis. It's pretty fascinating. Join us next week on August 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember to email me or have a friend email me at shiningbright19@gmail.com for a free 20-minute Feeling Better Than Ever consultation for my transformative coaching, healing, and renewal program for women healing from divorce or relationship breakup. And also check out my website on my new matchmaking page at www.lifestreamholisticcoaching.com. Thank you for listening in. This is Regina Sisko with Shining Bright. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week.
Thank you again for being part of Shining Bright. Please join your host, Regina Sisko, again next Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. This week, take one more step to leading the life that you deserve.